This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Colorado Springs City Council held a work session this morning to address the nearly three dozen illicit massage parlors operating throughout the area. City Councilman Tom Strand.
We want to be cautious about it, not jump into something new. But yes, I would definitely want to look at, you know, different ordinances that would help the police enforce the law.
Now, the CSPD Vice Unit believes that there are 35 illicit massage parlors open conducting these kind of businesses throughout the area. Colorado Springs police say that six men are facing charges for soliciting child prostitution. Police say the arrests are the result of an undercover investigation. Six have been booked into the El Paso County Jail. They have been identified as 32-year-old Patrick Martin, 31-year-old Joseph Dimes, 42-year-old Nicholas Fernandez, 27-year-old Nathaniel Martins, 31-year-old James Harry, and 67-year-old Jonathan Grunther. Police say a man currently facing charges for setting dumpsters on fire in downtown Colorado Springs over the weekend. Police say the dumpsters were damaged, but no one was injured. Around 1 o'clock Sunday morning, firefighters rushed to the area of the 200 block of North Tejon. Police say dumpsters belong to at least 10 different businesses in that stretch. We spoke with people in the downtown quarter, like Tyrell Eichner, who says the area does get more dangerous, especially after dark.
During the school year, there's more police and security around the area, obviously because there's a lot of kids around. But, you know, at nighttime, it's not as monitored, which is why people can get away with things like dumpster fires.
Now, that suspect, John Skidmore, was seen by Springs firefighters as he was trying to set yet another dumpster on fire, and they were quickly able to get with police and arrest him. He's charged with several counts of arson and criminal mischief. Police say that Skidmore admitted that he had set the dumpster fires, but did not explain why. Turning to COVID-19 coverage and the latest numbers across southern Colorado, the state reporting 165 new positive cases of the virus in El Paso County, 50 new cases reported in Pueblo County, Teller County, reporting just 2 new cases, and 5 cases reported in Fremont County. There were no deaths to report in the past 24-hour reporting period across our 4 major southern Colorado counties. Soldiers from Fort Carson are in Pueblo right now to support the state-run, federally-supported COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the state fairgrounds as FEMA set to assume command of that site on Wednesday. Lieutenant Colonel Gary McDonald, mission commander, said that this isn't the first time the group has been deployed to help with the vaccine effort. Roughly 220 Mountain Post soldiers went to L.A. back in February.
We serve where we're told to serve, but half of this vaccination task force are medics or medical professionals. So this is right up their alley. This is what they're trained to do. Whether it's here or abroad, this is their mission.
Now, that group deployed to Los Angeles actually set to return back to the Mountain Post on Tuesday after completing their mission to help the vaccine effort in California. More than 2 million people in Colorado have had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. State officials updated numbers over the weekend. More than 1.2 million residents are fully inoculated against COVID-19. Governor Polis says it's important, though, not to let our guards down.
Our country is experiencing the fourth, and you know, I don't think I'm too optimistic in saying this. I think it's the fourth and final wave. With what everything we know about the vaccination schedule and what's happening, I don't expect there'll be a fifth wave. But that's not our concern right now. It's this fourth wave. And especially those who are unvaccinated, 18 to 50, let's be careful.
Polis called the vaccine rollout the greatest national effort since World War II, and he also said he's incredibly proud of the progress made right here in Colorado. An El Paso County clinic being suspended from giving out COVID-19 vaccinations pending an investigation into the way that they have been stored and handled. The state health department announcing on Friday that the MoMA Health and Wellness Clinic would not be getting any further vaccines from the state until the investigation has been completed. The clinic reportedly had to throw out more than 100 pre-drawn syringes due to temperature and storage issues triggering that state investigation. The clinic supply of vaccines confiscated and sent back to a state lab for further examination. Roughly 7,000 appointments for vaccines also on hold as this investigation is underway.
Overnight lows tonight will be down in the low 30s. Colder air moving into the region by Tuesday morning. This will bring off and on snow showers through the Pikes Peak region in southern Colorado through the day on Tuesday. Limited accumulations, but as we fall into Tuesday night, more widespread accumulations do look likely, an inch to 2 inches on some grassy surfaces, and certainly elevated surfaces could be a little slick by Wednesday morning. City highs in the 30s and 40s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.